Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Dirty Flo on the line with me. He got a new CD out called Manic Depressive. Dirty Flo, say what's going on.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, so now tell us a little bit, how you get the name Dirty Flo?
Well, I'm from Georgia. When I first came to the northern states, Pennsylvania, I called everybody Dirty. That's a slang we thought down there. He's like, what's up, Dirty? What we doing, Dirty? Going to the mall, Dirty? You know what I mean? Everybody was like, we gonna call you Dirty. And so they started hearing me rap and stuff like that. It was like, yo, man, yo, Dirty's nice, you know? And we were trying to come up with a name that actually, like, our market. And we was like, yo, the flow is Dirty. Dirty Flow.
Okay.
And I went from there.
So give us a little background. You had an album out before. Tell us a little bit about that and that direction, and then we'll move forward to this new direction you're in.
Okay. Back in 2010, I signed a deal with Pioneer Records out of New York. Shout out to Kurt Atkins, the CEO, and Lyndon. So we found the album Dirty World, produced by Triple A Atkins. He actually got a couple of producer credits on Jim Jones, Tory Lanez, and a couple more artists now, and it's under his portfolio now. So, yeah, we put out Dirty World, and that was on the independent label with them. And after that, you know, the 2 years went up, and I just went independent on my own. Me and my management company, Native Son, and M&S Media, we went and we said, we're going to venture out on our own, do our own thing independently. And we put out the Nakalima, like, 2 years ago. And the Nakalima is pretty much is American, spelled backwards with 3 K's in it instead of the C.
Wow.
And we can get into that on another topic.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, we dropped it Not the Rainbow. That's a highly conscious album. You know, it's definitely a good body of work if you ever get a chance to check it out. That's on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, all the major streaming platforms, YouTube, you name it. After I dropped it Not the Rainbow, I was like, you know, I was so conscious on the album. I was kind of like dark on the album. I want to give the people, you know what I mean, give my fans something to kind of do so that they know, like, I do music, I write songs.
Right.
I currently dropped the Mood Swing, which is where Manic Depressive came into play. So we dropped the Mood Swing, and that's pretty much been heating up the streets right now. You know, it's got some good subject matter on there, got some good content on there. And, you know, Manic Depressive is jamming, man. It's bumping up a lot of DJ boards right now, so that's where we at.
I like what you said about your creativity, you know, your flow and consciousness. And now you got Manic Depressive, which is another conscious song regarding that type of issue. What made you tap on that to create such awareness?
I went down to Georgia. Grandma, she had passed away. So I went down to her funeral, and I was talking to my dad, and he was like, well, so what's your next move when you go back home? You go do some more music? I said, well, you know, I just put out an album. I should just chill, let that simmer a little bit. But I said, yeah, I'll probably put out something like a little EP, like 7 songs. So he was like, what you going to talk about? I was like, depending on the mood. He was like, you should make that a song. So when I came back, that's the first song I did. I found a beat, you know what I mean? I called it Depending on the Mood. Actually, the name of it is Schizophrenia on the Mood Swing album. So I came up with this song, Depending on the Mood, but when I came on the track, I was like, yeah, hey, Mood Swings, you already know. And my manager was like, hey, Mood Swings, that sounds like a good title, you know what I mean, for an album. We tried to market everything, our song, under the Mood Swing. Third song was like Manic Depressive, because, you know, I know a person with Manic Depressive, and I've seen that episode, and I was like, well, Mood Swings, if I'm a Mood Swing, you know, me being a conscious artist, I'm not just going to put out Mood Swings, and it has nothing to do with any type of, you know, mood. So what I actually did was I started naming each song after a mood. So I got ADHD, I got bipolar, I got anxiety, I got insomnia, and of course I got Manic Depressive on there. I said, well, you know, if I'm gonna drop Mood Swings, I attack this with, like, you know, a dark beat because it's Manic Depressive, and people, like, you know, they always gloom depression with gloom.
Right.
I said, well, let me switch it and give it an upbeat tempo, but still put the content, the lyrical content in there. So when people are humming the track and the chorus is just bumping in your ear, you're like, man, depressed. Oh, that beat. I like that beat. Oh, okay, I hear the words. But when the lyrical content actually sets in your brain, and you embody what I'm saying, you're like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? And a person with manic depression or manic depressive will be like, yo, he gets it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's actually speaking for me. Like, y'all know, like, yeah, I'm in this meeting, I'm talking to you, I'm being cordial with you, but my mind, like, I didn't choose you out like 3 times because you're getting on my nerves.
Right, you know? Right. True story. You know. That is excellent, too. And I mean, you couldn't have picked a better time where people are in isolation and going through mood swings. And I'm not laughing, taking this lightly. I overcame PTSD, so I understand. Mm. I can speak on this, and I'm thankful I can laugh at it. But, in this time where pain, anxiety, and sleeplessness is at an all-time high, it's good to be reminded and also know that someone does understand, because that's part of everything in any relationship. You know, I was telling my nephew, I was like, when you argue with a girl, just listen. Mm-hmm. Be careful not to just get into a debate, because 9 out of 10 times an argument, whoever starts it or how it starts, the other person just wants you to hear them. They just want to be heard. Right. So the best way to get out of that and not have, you know, her storming or whatever, is after every time she finished, just say these simple words: I heard you. He gonna be mad when he listens to this, but, you know, teachable moments.
Right.
So now that you got it out, and I love the video, you guys got to look at the video. Video's hot. Being independent, you know, what I love is artists who were signed and now they go on an independent track. What have you learned and what will you be doing differently now with this project?
I learned when you're doing an independent on your own, you know, like Urban Buzz magazine, you know, I don't owe nobody, you know.
Come on now, sir. I owe no man nothing.
I ain't got no major backing, so you know, ain't no cosign, ain't no big brother. So my views and my opinion are strictly my views and my opinion. And if I want to give it to you raw, I'm gonna give it to you raw.
Right,
you know, I don't have to feel like I got that over somebody shadowing over me. Like, hey, don't say that. You know what I mean? I'm like, I gotta give it to you. I want to be relatable to the people, so the people be like, yo, you know what? I feel like if he was in my hood, We can actually have a conversation, a deep conversation, or a miscellaneous conversation, but we can actually talk. He don't seem holier than thou. Like, he's a star, he's an artist, he's a Madonna, or you can't talk with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that, you know what I mean? Actually, doing independent, I can get the reach out and touch the people more.
And I think that is so important.
Hey, inbox me, let me know what's going on. Like, I got a couple of people hit me up. Like, yo, I love that song, man. You really, I really love how you embody that mindset, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did with the video, I think you like the video. Because how I did the video, I tried to put some of the, you know, the toilet paper fighting scene that was going on in the store.
Yeah, no, I saw it,
A lot of people understand, like, if a person got mental health, you really don't, you know, you might think they're a normal person because they look normal.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a chemical imbalance in the brain, you cannot see. You can't see those
things. That's right.
So you got to know.
That is true. That is true. And I like that you even mentioned that, because it's a shame that we aren't loving and caring enough to identify a problem. We're quick to just dismiss. We're quick to just be like, oh, leave them alone, they crazy, or I ain't messing with them. And going back is that we need to talk to them. We need to help them figure it out, because it's nothing like, you know, mood swings, being unable to, you know, get your thoughts correct, unable to get up and wash. You know what I'm saying? The basic things people take for granted becomes the hardest things for someone who has, who is battling with mood swings. I'm glad you're bringing some awareness to this, because I'm loving the whole mood swing theme. I'm loving all the tracks. I think, like you said, real hip hop heads like myself, I'm an old hip hop head. We really got to enjoy it. It's authentic and it's genuine, and we really appreciate it, Dirty Flow. And if nobody else do, I'm glad you're here. Glad you became a key player, because I want you to know I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, you know.
So what's next? You know, now we in this this lockdown thing. Definitely, guys, go look at the video. And I'm glad you connect with your audience through social media. What's your social media?
The Real Dirty Flow, D-A-R-E-A-L, space D-U-R-T-Y-F-L-O-W. The Real Dirty Flow. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. Y'all look me up. Y'all follow me. YouTube, got a YouTube page, The Real Dirty Flow. So y'all follow me on everything, man. I'm out here, you know, and I'm trying to give y'all the music that y'all need to hear. Not just what y'all want to hear. You know what I mean? You got to get what you need to hear. You know?
Right. So you write and produce as well?
Well, I just write. I write.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you written for anybody else? Right now, are you thinking about, you know, adding anybody to the team that you'll be writing for?
Well, actually, what I'm doing now with Dirty Dollars Entertainment, I'm trying to get like a couple of young artists, you know, mm-hmm. try to actually mold them with some artist management, you know, and just get them a different avenue, let them know, like, hey, you know, right now music is giving you just the outcome. They're not giving you, you know what I mean, any meat, you know. Right. Back in our day, the old school hip hop days, we didn't just talk about, oh, I'm out here selling dope, getting money. Mm-hmm. No, Mom ain't got no job, daddy ain't home, the bike about to get cut off, and me and my sister walk around with holes in our shoes. I gotta help mom pay these bills, so this is an opportunity or outlet that I can use to help mom pay the bills. Right. Now you just get that money, smoke that, drink that, you know what I mean?
Right,
why
right.
Are you doing it? You know, but just do it, you know. So I try to give them that understanding, give them the whole scope.
Wow, that's awesome.
So,
right. Well, I want everybody to look out for Dirty Flow. We love having artists like you. So, like I said, once a key player, always a key player. And we're here for you.
Hey, appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, too, for having me.
You're welcome.